Log Talk Radio.
That's right, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back. We are back. Welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, for the most, the King of Kings himself. You may call me King Tesla from now on. I am the Hot Rod. Now on phone line, yes, he was on that line, putting gasoline inside a bag. Matter of fact, he's full of gas. He was pumping himself up all night long, if you know what I mean. I give you the one, the only, Sean Black.
Sean Black, in the building, once again. Thank you very much.
And on the other line, she went out for a jog this morning, not to exercise, not to free her mind, but she was too busy chasing after me all day long. That's why she went out to go for a jog. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the lovely Lady T.
All right. It was a jog, but definitely not chasing you. That would not be a jog.
Ouch.
Okay.
Ouch. Ouch.
I think you would actually have to be sober to be able to do that.
Can he even run? Can he even take a tippy-toe walk?
Not without coughing, apparently.
And happy Monday night to you too, Lady T. Now that goes.
Hello, y'all.
Hello.
Hey there.
Welcome. You know the number, guys. 347. What's the number again? Oh, yeah. Number by 347-989-8402. And the number once again is 347-989-8402. Okay, let's get right into it. Now, Sean Black, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I don't know where to begin. I know Lady T said she will be drained with this, and you know what? This show that the government don't know what they're doing. Sean, can you or you cannot wear your mask indoor, outdoor, sideways, upways, downways, side, anyway? Man, what is the latest about the CDC guidelines of mask wearing that got a lot of people confused, happy, and sad, or crazy at the same time?
At this point, I might as well just grab some dice, throw it up against the wall, and I could probably get better odds to figure out what the heck is going on. What I've been seeing right now is basically what we've been all been trying to figure out. Now, we know from what the CDC has talked about that for this coronavirus mask mandate thing to happen, it supposedly what we were told was between 70 to 80% of herd immunity, people either having antibodies in them from having the virus or being vaccinated. We haven't gotten to that yet. As a matter of fact, we've only gotten to about 37% of the nation has been fully vaccinated. So we're not there yet. And yet the CDC came out last week, I think it was Thursday, and is basically trying to tell everyone that we are at a place where if you're outside, if you're fully vaccinated, which is the caveat that they really didn't mention and they didn't put enough emphasis in from what they explained, that you don't have to wear a mask outside unless it's in certain instances where you're in a crowded area because you don't know other people may have it, those kinds of things. But this is where the problem lies, is the fact that there are certain states and both locally and nationally that are trying to figure out how to legislate where you can wear a mask. You'd be able to have mask mandates dropped in certain states, but yet there are companies out there like Home Depot and Walmart, et cetera, that are exactly, they're telling you to wear a mask going into their place of business, but yet it could be still in the same state that tells you that there is no mask mandate. So there is a whole lot of confusion, and the Biden administration has to actually get better communication going. The CDC didn't do this the right way as far as emphasizing certain things. Let's really be honest. They blew it. They blew it on how the communication is, and there's mass miscommunication going out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that case, for Sean, you don't mind me saying that you are falsely vaccinated. When you are fully vaccinated with your poison, with your microchips, are you going to stop wearing a mask outside in public?
No. And that is because even if you are fully vaccinated, and here's the reason why. The science will tell you that if you're going out there and you're fully vaccinated, you should be as close to protected as humanly possible. I've been wearing a mask for so long, I'm actually used to wearing a mask. So I think it would probably take me a while to kind of, as they say, walk off the plank, so to speak, and take the mask off. I think it's probably a level of comfort to some people. There are a lot of people that are really in burning masks in effigy right now at that news. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It'll obviously take some time. It will eventually get there.
And to Lady T, to your point, do you believe the honor system will work in this type of case? Can you trust the person next to you that believes that the person next to you?
You said the honor system?
Yeah, basically the honor system,
What honor system? Listen, guys, the time to talk to me is when side effects have came out and showed you what time it is with this vaccine. The vaccine is not guaranteed yet to kill the coronavirus, cure the coronavirus. Cure you from the coronavirus yet? It hasn't been proven yet. It's a vaccine. Everything has been sketched out already in stages. We are at the stage where to vaccinate or not to vaccinate. We're not even at the stage where vaccine side effects are coming up yet. So we're not even there yet. We're not close to being there. Mask on, mask off is to tell who has their shot and who doesn't, allegedly. Because even the people who got the shot said they're still going to wear their mask. So to play the game of mask on, mask off, to find out, hey, that person got their vaccine, this, that, the next, we're not playing these games. I'm tired of it. It's a little draining. If people can't see, it's like separation. It's always been like that since this entire thing started. I explained that to y'all with non-essential workers and essential workers. So now we're doing a separating thing where it's who has the mask off, got their vaccine, which most of the time, no, they didn't. But okay, it's whatever you think.
I think that's a problem overall that will lead to another system of separation. Like, do I trust you? Do you take the vaccine? If you show me a vaccine card, is that really you? Or do you borrow that from John Black? It's like more questions than answers.
And then we have sorry guys, my throat is hurting. show us the vaccination card. Now, how long are we going to play those games before people start appealing this and stuff like that? There's no mandated law on I have to show you my card to get into your establishment, unless it's your private owned business, and that's what you guys want to do. And after a while, we're going to be cracking down on that because there's no damn law on any of this stuff yet. So y'all pushing this on people, forcing this on people, especially with with the vaccination card. Like, let's be for real. Let's be for real. This is a business. Your health is a business right now.
True, but as we discussed many times on the show prior, both the menu and the show, how sooner or later you heard Delta Airlines had made that forced their employees to take the vaccination. You heard schools. The governor of New York has made schools, the CUNY and SUNY, if you don't take the vaccination, don't come to school for both the students and the teachers. You feel that there will be more companies like this pushing for this, trying to turn this into some type of company policy or into law?
That can only last but for so long. We are in the beginning stages. People are so panicked. Oh, my God, I got to get back to school. I got to do this. I got to do that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. When they get out of that scarcity mindset and see that this is all BS, to scare you to get the vaccine that they do not even know that it's working or not working yet, then people will come to their senses.
Okay. And to Phil, thank you for calling. Then after Phil, I'll go to Big Rance. Phil, Nancy, it was reported that 9 Yankee players and coaches, some who received the vaccine, tested positive for COVID and in quarantine right now. Is this a state of problems to begin? Or you know what, this is nothing, or do you believe that this situation is being overblown and people should get the vaccine and just carry on with their life?
Well, I think what the vaccine is supposed to do, no matter which one you take, is to make COVID a much mild case. I think that's the overall incentive here, is to make COVID a much mild case. I mean, I've already taken the first dose of the Pfizer shot. I mean, I felt like crap yesterday, but today I'm fine. But as far as from what you're saying, I don't know how long the coaches are going to be in COVID protocol, depending on how they reacted to the vaccine.
True, but once again, if you get the vaccine, you're at your workplace where you work at right now. You're vaccinated. Your coworker is vaccinated. It doesn't mean that one person come in, says it positive. You think that person got vaccinated. If you know you tested positive for COVID, you have somewhat of an outbreak going on. Once again, masks on, masks off, or you watch your surroundings.
Well, the thing is, what you just mentioned before about Walmart. Now, Walmart came out and said, as far as I know, that shoppers who have been fully vaccinated don't have to wear their masks. However, shoppers and associates who have been fully vaccinated don't have to wear their masks. However, the pharmacy associates, with the barriers that we still have in place, have to wear their masks. So I have to wear my mask no matter what.
Okay, so once again, how is this beneficial to everybody if I wear my mask or you don't, Big Red doesn't, Sean does it, you know? Where does the control of COVID stops?
That's the confusion.
Fast,
listen, this is the one thing that I have spoken about with friends down here and everything. I even told it to a friend yesterday via text message. This COVID, it's here to stay. No matter what we do, this thing is here to stay. It is not going away. The Trump administration screwed up on this when all of this started. And it's like
Biden said. Saying vaccine or not vaccine. You mean with the vaccine and without the vaccine. So it's kind of like the common cold.
You know what everybody's telling me? Even my boss said it. This is going to become the next flu.
Pretty much. That's a good way of describing it.
It's here to stay, and
okay.
If we take the vaccine, maybe we get a mild case out of it. That's the only thing that I can draw judgment from this.
And if you look at the way the flu vaccine is, when you take the flu vaccine, every year, because as I've talked about many times on the show, the flu strain mutates. That's just how viruses are. Same thing with the coronavirus. We're hearing about all the variants. And usually as we get another strain, the vaccine that you take usually gets weaker and less efficient.
Right.
To make sure that the efficacy is up, you have to either get a booster shot the next year to
compensate for
whatever the new strain is. And I think that's where we're probably headed when it comes to the coronavirus, knowing that COVID-19 has already mutated and mutated all in a lot of places. We're going to be now at the spot where, depending on what vaccine you took, will probably determine what kind of booster shot you're going to be taking. And we don't know how those booster shots, how efficacious those are going to be going forward, because we don't know how efficacious these shots are. So we'll find out as we're going forward. It's a trial and error, as Lady T usually brings up. We're still in that phase where we're trying to figure out what's actually going on, what's happening with the vaccine, and how effective it's going to be going forward as people have taken the shots.
Well, right now they're saying that before we get to Big Red, I didn't mean to cut you off. As far as from what I've been told, that the Pfizer vaccine is the most effective against the COVID virus and maybe against some of the variants, but that still remains to be seen.
Okay. All right, and on to Big Red. As I've said many times, you know.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Do you feel that saying that the mask off is to push people to go get the vaccine? Or listen, you take the vaccine.
Yes,
you
I do.
Yes,
I do.
I
think that's what it is. I think they're pushing that, like, oh, you can take your mask off, and it's like they're pushing it. They've been trying. It's like they're doing every little incentive to try and get people to take this vaccine because they know a lot of people don't want to take it. Okay, mm-hmm. So they're for various reasons, because you're hearing about the negative. You're hearing about negative effects of it. So, and it's just like, oh, you could develop that so quickly, but what about other things that are out there that you haven't even, you're going to just have the people, like I'll say the HIV and AIDS, it's to a point where people can manage it. It got down to just one pill or an injection to manage it, but you're not curing it. But then all of a sudden you get a vaccine and just like, oh, that'll take that take it away, and you'll be good, and then you got to take two of them. But, they're doing this. Something like I say, like even with them doing it, vaccinations in a train station. Are you kidding me? There's a dirty-ass train station. You have people doing vaccines, and, you get a free Metro card. And you might be giving me rat poison or some type of rat-infested type of vaccine. I don't know. Y'all probably had him in the back somewhere with the rat. Like, no, I don't, but I do feel that, that's what it is. They're trying to make people, they're pushing it. Like, they're really pushing it, like commercial. I see commercial. They're really pushing it.
Okay.
So, I definitely feel that.
First of all, why would the MTA want to start distributing vaccines, especially when all that I have seen in the news with all these muggings and shootings that have gone on in the subway station? I can't figure that out.
Well,
Before
I go to Kato, to Big Red point, I told Sean Black this part last week. I don't understand it. Well, whether you agree or disagree with the vaccine or not, that's your decision. But you didn't want to take the vaccine in the first place for whatever reason. But all of a sudden, when you get a free MetroCard or a free ticket or free beer or free cheesecake, that's when you decide to get the vaccine? Free donuts?
They're letting us know the subways are safe and clean again. If you could take the vaccine, the subways are safe and clean.
There's a lot to be desired in that scenario.
That must be what they...
Wait a minute. I'm going to do you guys one better. They can guarantee that the subways are clean and all that by giving the vaccine, but yet the city has the biggest rat problem that I know of.
Absolutely.
Oh, my
Absolutely.
And,
next thing you know, the rats will be giving you the vaccine. Come on, take this.
Change this subject, please. Change it.
Okay, well, before I say that, I think it's okay, bro.
Well,
first I got to say good evening, everybody. I'm listening to the show. This whole thing with the vaccine and not to vaccine, it's absolutely crazy. It's like they're shoving the vaccine in our faces. I even heard that even at Shake Shack, they're giving out something. I think we burgers and fries for
they're
anybody who takes the
free
vaccine.
Fries, yeah.
Yeah, it's just stupid and ridiculous. They're playing with people's lives. And as for the mask,
the things you
to mask
sell
or
your
not to mask,
for. Oh my God.
To mask and to not to mask, it's all crazy because what's really going on now, what the CDC did, and which I agreed with what everybody had to say with the CDC, it was poor communication because you know what it is? You're telling people to take off their mask. How do we know who has the coronavirus and who doesn't have COVID-19? Okay, let's face it.
Okay,
because
let's face it.
People, People are running to take off their mask, but yet someone sitting right next to you don't even know if they have the disease or not. They could be lying about it. They could be lying about the so-called vaccine, saying, oh, yeah, I took the vaccine. And it's like, really, they did? And here's where the gray areas are. If they're telling people to take off their mask, then why are they telling people to still wear your mask in airports and in public places on crowds? Something just doesn't sit well with this.
Communication. The arm doesn't know what the rest of the body is doing.
Exactly.
And if there's no communication from that sense, then you're going to have these kind of miscommunications and things of, along those lines where you don't get something uniform going forward. We know that there's going to have to be something happening because if you look in New York, the MTA has finally started full-time train service, which hasn't been that way in over a year. So now they're finally doing that. The city wants to open up, New York City wants to finally get schools and everything ready by September for everybody to be in school full time. So they're going to have to come up with some kind of plan where everybody is on the same page.
What it is? Sean, you and I spoke about this off the air. They're moving too quick with this. They're moving extremely at a rapid speed. They're like, yeah, open this, open that, open this, open that. And meanwhile, what Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio, they're trying to please their constituents with this.
So be it. It is what it is. There's nothing much we could do. Like, they see what's colors. We got to move on with our lives. And you know what?
Exactly.
Every day you walk out that door, it's not guaranteed you'll come back home anyway. So it's
just another day. Yeah, you're taking a risk because you got to take a chance.
Okay, talk about craziness that's going on around the world. Social media has been going crazy. I think, in my opinion, for the first time, that there's a little bit Middle East crisis going on. So either you team Palestine or team Hamas or team Israel or team Jew. So you'd like to address this first if you want. What is your thoughts about the Middle East crisis? And do you think there's a genocide going on? So basically people are saying that Israel is the one that really the bad guys this time. Is they're trying to eliminate the Hamas.
These idiots have been saying Israel has been the bad guy for God knows how long, since we were kids. You know, Israel is doing what it needs to do. And let me tell you, that is the only ally out there in the Middle East that this country can trust. And Joe Biden should know this. And if he doesn't, someone needs to remind him. That without Israel, this country can go down the tubes. Because without that ally, I don't trust anybody else. I mean, Israel is doing what it needs to do. It is ridiculous. I mean, it is not my fault that part of the country is crap because their governments don't care about their people. That all they do is spew hate and racism and whatever. And you know, Israel's got to say enough is enough. And if they need to do what they need to do, they need to do what they need to do. Because if you go outside the United States, now I get the whole race thing. So don't get me wrong. But if you go outside the United States, the Jewish people are so hated around the world. Between if it's not Gaza, it's Iran. I don't trust Iraq. I don't trust Jordan. Syria, maybe. I don't know. I don't trust them either. I don't trust Pakistan. I don't trust a lot of those countries. Egypt as well. And Israel has the most. And Israel's military, let me tell you something, they are no joke. Their intelligence is one of the best in the world. And I'll give you an example. We could have had Osama bin Laden. Well, I don't know, but all I know is their intelligence is the best. And I will tell you, back when President Clinton was still president, we could have had Osama bin Laden, but Clinton, Monica was more important that he turned it away. And as a result, who knows if 9/11 would have happened or not.
You said Monica?
So,
9/11.
Monica.
Who knows if...
Oh, I thought you said Monica for a second, like Monica Lewinsky.
No. President Clinton, what I said was, you know, when they told him we could have had Osama bin Laden, and instead of actually doing what he needed to do, Monica was more important to him at the time.
You said
yeah,
Monica,
you
right?
Yeah.
Monica Lewinsky was
more important at
the time. Getting head was more important at the time.
trying to keep it PG for the show. That's why I just said Monica was more important.
I didn't say Monica, but you got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
I didn't know Monica was important, more important, but okay.
All right, so so you know this family and family and woman could have been killed from both sides. But there were stories how Israel went out and kicked the Palestinians out of town. What do you say about that? I mean, Victor, do you think Israel started this war? And do you think this war
is
overall?
No, Israel didn't start it. They're always attacking Israel, whether it's people, whether these people throwing stones at Jewish people at the Wailing Wall or these suicide bombers, you know, enough is enough.
Well, why is that? Why do they, like, keep attacking?
Really?
Like, why do they do that? Like, why are they doing that? I mean,
because
I know
they're not
I know it's about the religion.
Sounds like it's about the money.
Yeah,
okay.
Let me shut up
because I don't need to be Nick Cannon on this show. So I'm gonna shut up.
No, go ahead. This is the absolute truth.
No comment. I like doing podcasting. No, I'll pass.
Okay.
I already see what's going on here.
So Kato, you have something to say?
Well, this war has been going on for centuries, I mean, between the Palestinians and the Israel, because apparently with Palestine, they've said that they said that the Israelis invaded their land, that their land was stolen from them. And it's been going on for years that these wars have been going on between Israel and Palestine, you know. I mean, it's like... it's back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So what's been going on with that? What is exactly the cause of all of this?
If they feel that bad, let them take it up with the Lord himself.
I honestly think
for the sake of the show that we should really switch subjects, to be honest with you, because you're really not going to get a real answer on this. You're really not going to get a answer that's going to equate to everything that's been going on for the past decades with this. So I think we should just pass on this topic.
Okay, no problem. I will pass
on
this topic.
It's up to you.
Sean, you want to say something real quick before I move on?
I think of all of the stuff that we've seen, as far as just what most people stick to is the rockets and the bombing, the buildings. You're seeing children, all of that on television. If people are not initiated into why this conflict has been going on, it could throw you. If you don't know anything about it, if you don't know enough about it, I think what has to be figured out is, as we've all been talking about, what is this administration going to do about any of the conflict? What side are they on? What side are they going for? I think we've heard a lot of athletes, a lot of celebrities who are pro-Palestine as far as what's been going on with all of literally the rocket shelling and all of the buildings going down. I know I heard Kyrie Irving talk about it at a press conference yesterday. I've heard other celebrities talk about it. There has been a lot of death and a lot of destruction that needs to be addressed. And I don't know, I'm not going to pretend to know what the answer is. And I think going forward, the Biden administration is going to have to do something and at least say something about it and not stay as hands-off as he's seemingly trying to be, because either way he comes out on the side of this, he's going to look like he is either for or against somebody that's going to politically damage the U.S. in some way, shape, or form. And I think that's the hardest part about this whole discussion.
Okay. Brother B, don't take too long. We're about to switch to the last topic, but Brother B, drop your bomb.
What up, people? Greetings,
what up,
Brother
B?
Greetings.
What up?
You sound very happy, my friend.
Who, me? Listen, I'm in my zen. All I'm gonna say is this, and it may be offensive to both sides, but I think both sides are wrong. You're killing
Amen.
Each other on so-called God's land. The Messiah. You're killing each other on that holy land. You're both wrong, and you both need to stop, because that's not what it's all about. That's not what the word is about. That's not why the Most High created us and what all of this was intended for. So in the Most High's eyes, I just believe that we look real asinine, real stupid, real dumb on doing something mm-hmm. such as killing each other on that land. On that land. That no one else is just thinking about fighting over a land that's holy. But, you know, hey, it is what it is, right?
Yeah,
it is what
yeah
it
unfortunately.
Is.
And I agree
yeah,
with that comment 100%, you know, but unfortunately this is something that will not go away, and no matter what we said or what people think,
never
and whether
going
they fight down, this is not going away. But talk about something that's not going away. Lady T, Big Red, you know I do not watch Housewives of Atlanta, Georgia, Philadelphia, New York, L.A., wherever these shows are. But last week on social media, everybody was going crazy over this lady named Portia, I believe, that Portia is engaged or dating one of the guys that used to be an ex to another woman of a friend. Bottom line, I don't know what type of menage a trois is going on, but bottom line is, is it okay to date someone as an ex of your friend? Big Red, you was in a beautiful dress Saturday, knocking it down with two beautiful young men. I give it to you because you're my favorite food.
Wow.
Yo, you make me sick. Okay, so I heard about that. Like I said, I don't watch those shows because they annoy me, because I start having dreams that I'm in those shows and fighting people. I ain't got time for that. I got enough bad stuff that I get mad about. But dating your friend's ex, I'll say I don't really see anything wrong with it. At the end of the day, he's an ex. That's the point. He's not your man anymore. So then why is it you would have a problem with it? So my thing is, if you have a problem with me dating your ex, that means you still have feelings. And you need to either get a handle on it, or guess what? He shouldn't have been your ex. Now, maybe it was circumstances of things that maybe, all right, he is your ex, and maybe you still are, you might be, you know, the person might be still friends with her ex. That's fine. But then that means mm-hmm. some type of feeling is still there. Because you shouldn't worry about your friends dating the ex, marrying them or anything else, because guess what? That's your ex. It's just like, all right, that's the ex. You know, like I said, we can still be cool, but I'm not going to, you know, you doing whatever, you know, me and, you know, me and what's her name may rock, but you know what, like I say, you moved on. Okay, not a problem. But if there's
yeah,
feelings
but do you question
involved,
the timing? Do you question the timing of it? Like,
was
you
it,
know, you and
I was it like it was too quick or something like that? I don't really, like,
yeah.
Right, I don't really get it. I'll say with that, yeah, kind of. I would question the timing, because it's like, have you been eyeballing him all the time and you just waited? My thing is, have you facilitated him being the ex with that person? Like, she could have been doing little things and, you know, got that start. So, yeah, now the timing, yeah, it's just like, all right, you know. You're a little suspect.
Right.
But if it's something where it's just like, it's, you know, that person, they broke up years ago, but she may still engage with him because maybe they may have, you know, may have a child or children together, other little things, but, and, you know, they have to engage, then that's different. But like I said, if you have an issue with it and it's been some time, that means you're still holding on to some film. So now with the timing, yeah, that might have been just like, yeah, she's probably been eyeballing that all the time. And it's just like, yeah, all right, I see what you're doing. But then I would look, then that's a different kind of a different scenario going on. I get it.
Maybe if I put something in that soup, you know, to stir some trouble, to stir up the pot, you know.
Right, absolutely, yeah, exactly.
Let me find a way to break it up a little bit or something. But,
right, absolutely.
Anything you'd like to add,
Lady T? Yeah, I'm just going to say people need to learn what acquaintances are and what actual friends are, because actual friends don't even entice and things like that. They already know that there's more men out there other than that guy, if that's the case. So if we're talking about a friend or an acquaintance, it's two different things. That seems like that was an acquaintance of hers. And as far as that goes with the guy, I'm sure he's been looking at that for a long time. You got guys that look at sisters, aunties, whatever other best friends that they would definitely hit, and that's why, I mean, Jezebel was placed on this earth for that purpose. So that's the purpose that they serve, because there's nothing in this creation that would make me want to go with one of my friends, and I'm not talking about acquaintance, like if I didn't know, oh, they dated or something like that. I don't want their ex for what? For what? That's like me scraping the bottom of the barrel. I'm sorry to say it like that. It's too many men out there.
Right on.
So it's a difference when you're speaking on friends and acquaintances. It's two different things when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm. Sean Black, go ahead and bore me with your logic.
Well, also look at the fact that this stuff happened on a quote-unquote reality TV show where they're always around each other 24/7 and nobody knows who's real or who's fake on that show anyway. These kinds of things are bound to happen on a lot of these reality shows. I guess that's what brings people to watch those shows. I don't watch them at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you're also looking at when you hear about these relationships that start on a show and they were dating and there's a good possibility that this was in the germination stage way before the news was announced. So it's not as if it just happened potentially. It might have happened months ago and you're just now hearing about it because they have a cycle in production of episodes to show. So we don't know. Like the Kardashian show, this is their last season. They've been filming that season sometime last year. So we don't know the time frame of that. As far as the overall question of that, you do want to set boundaries of certain things that you don't want to do or you don't want to broach, because as Lady T just stated before, if you consider somebody a true friend, you don't want to make that mistake and cross into an area that will lead to something that you may regret going forward. And I think that that's one of the things that a lot of people today tend to have going on, is that outside of just boundaries, it's all about the instant gratification part. I don't want to have somebody like her. I want to have her, and that's part of the problem.
Okay, but what about Lady T and I were dating, and you know we broke up, and she started dating you, Sean Black, but now she's telling you all the secrets about me, you know, like you know what, Hot Rod was talking crap about you, blah 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 blah, even though you and I have been friends for a long time. Do you see that as another problem?
That's the main fear that people have. What was that?
You know. I was just going to say then I would be for the streets. Just pass me to the streets, because that's what you just sounded like you did. I'm just passed on from friend to friend. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I think that most people in that situation, that's usually the number one thing that they think about if that subject is broached, is the fact that you were with somebody, let's say, 7, 8, 9 years, and then you break up. And your friend that have known you through whatever mutual friends go through, and then all of a sudden, maybe a week later or 2 weeks later after you've broken up, you find out, oh, well, he's dating her now, and they all having fun, et cetera, et cetera.
in the back of the person's mind that is now out of the relationship, in that person's mind, especially with a lot of men, I'm thinking that, wow, she knows, he knows everything about what I used to do with her and those kinds of things. And I think a lot of males are sometimes reluctant to tell other males, male friends, the things that they do with their girlfriends or wives for fear of something like that happening. You can see that on, like, talk shows and see other people talk about that kind of stuff. So I think that's in the back of a lot of people's minds when they go into these kinds of situations. And TV,
and how many,
like,
of those relationships
real...
actually, sorry, Sean, actually last? Mm-hmm. How many? They rarely last.
Yeah,
even
it's
when
usually like a
friend.
September, June kind of thing. You know, it's yeah. very quick. It doesn't well, seem to last that long.
It really doesn't. Give it 6 months or less.
Okay. K-Dog.
Yeah, well, look at what happened on a reality show. My goodness. But, you know, reality shows are always going to be reality shows. You know, already know my feeling. I always call it trash. But, however, in real life, there's also something called principle. Like, why would you want to go out with your friend's ex? Why would you want to do that for? That means, you know, hey, you probably had your eye on her for a long time. Say, yippee, she's free, so I can get mine. Listen. I can't see, you know, for myself, would I do it? Hell no. I wouldn't do that at all. Go out with a friend's ex. That's something that's like, I don't consider that good. I consider that as a wrong thing. Like, you know, if that's supposed to be your friend, you know, you got to value a friendship. Why would you want to go out with the person's ex? I mean, that person's an ex, and, you know, and I mean what everybody's saying, and I hear what Lady T says. I hear what Hot Rod's saying. I hear what Sean's saying, which is true because you're going to know everything about your boy, and I say this as a man. You're going to know everything about your boy from your ex, and she's going to know everything about him from you, and it's like, you know, it makes no sense of being with ex, with your friend's ex. No sense at all. It makes no sense to me. I can't picture that. It's wrong in every sense of the word.
And Brother B, I don't know if you're entitled to talk, Brother B, because you got married over the weekend, so you know you
oh my God!
Hey,
congratulations, brother!
Congratulations,
my friend!
Congratulations, brother!
Congrats! Cut your crap. Entitled to talk.
Brother B, I don't want no problems, you know, but. I've known Sean Black for a while now, Brother B, so you cannot have us both, Brother B, so just letting you know right now.
Oh,
but
what the hell?
I know, right? Listen,
okay.
Listen, to me, there's a difference between were you guys in a relationship? Did y'all just smash? Like, is it somebody that means something to you? I mean, it really all depends. I mean, yeah, I've been in a situation before where, you know, a friend of mine, you know, was dealing with someone, but it wasn't even like that type of dealing. It was just a physical thing. And then, you know, sometime later on, I guess me and that person got into talk, a conversation, and, you know, I was like, wow, this person is actually kind of cool. And things just kind of went from there. Was it an awkwardness? You know, absolutely. But, you know, when me and my boy did speak about it, he was just like, you know, like, nah, it wasn't even like that. It was this, that, and the third, and whatever, whatever. He's like, you know, you do you, B. And I was like, I mean, all right. It's like, you know, I just wanted to speak to you first because I didn't know your attitude, you know, and I know how you felt about it. Society and people can say what they want. But generally, this is my life, that's her life, that's his life. Everybody got to do what they got to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't, like, I'm at a stage in my life where I don't give a damn about what anybody thinks. Because guess what? You don't pay my bills and you don't wipe my ass.
That's true.
And that's just that. So, you know what I'm saying? You can feel how you want to feel, but at the start, middle, and the end of the day, I got to do me. I'm not living for society and I'm not living for you. I'm living for me.
That's true. Coming from a married man that just said that. That's what Hot Rod just told you, a married man. That's coming from a married man. You on lockdown now, so of course you could say that shit now. You wasn't talking that when you were single, were you?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. What's the difference in conversation? What's the difference in conversation?
Ain't no difference. I just wanted to clarify that's coming from a married man. That's a good point.
Yeah, it's good. Listen, let me tell you something. Marriage ain't nothing but paperwork. Ain't nothing but paperwork.
I know that. Yeah. That's a fact. I'm saying.
So,
and today, our last topic, guys, I have to talk about it. Lady gave me some knowledge last week about this. I had to talk about my new favorite couple, Jennifer, J-Lo and Ben Affleck. I totally see.
This again?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, Lord.
J-Lo is back.
Oh, man. Hey, part two. So Jennifer, how the hell did she do that? I don't like those people. This is crazy, man.
Yeah, Lady T, you dropped some knowledge to me. Can you please share the knowledge of how J-Lo got Ben Affleck back? And what is her main goal and plan?
I don't know. Red, you could agree or disagree from a female perspective. But Ben Affleck is the rebound guy. Okay? She's getting over her hurt and pain with Ben Affleck. What's her other guy's help me out, Anthony
A-Rod.
Something? Mark Anthony.
A-Rod was the last guy she was with, she was engaged.
Not that. No, you guys are not following. Red could already pick up where I'm going with the rebound.
Mark Anthony is unavailable.
Right. He is married.
Mm-hmm.
He has to go back to something familiar, okay?
Yep.
To clean up her feelings and flush this thing all out. Ben Affleck is the perfect victim. Sorry, Ben Affleck, that you
familiar
are.
Meat.
That,
familiar
yeah,
meat.
Familiar
meat, Marnie.
You get it,
yep,
too, brother.
Right.
So you're following the trail here. So you go right back to the rebound guy. You flush this out, and then she'll have a new newbie, again, that she'll do a three-year with. This is a serial dater. They already have
and
their
it also
strategy.
Didn't hurt.
Mapped out.
Ben Affleck was dropping little nuggets over the last couple of years in like podcast interviews, and he's still saying positive things about her. Oh, she's being crucified and she's being treated unfairly
He's not in a good state of mind, in a good place for him to think clearly and say, "Hey, I don't want to be used." You got some guys that enjoy being a side dude. That enjoys being you. Nothing wrong with that. That's your life.
Amen.
Goodness gracious.
Amen.
Amen. It is what it is. It's life. It goes around.
So this
would make the world go round.
Big Red, are you happy that do you think J-Lo have a serious problem? Or she cannot just, she afraid to be by herself?
I think
it. It could be that. I mean, I don't really follow her because I really like after In Living, because she's on In Living Color. I really never rocked with her like that. It's just like, you know, I think she just done like she done got in her head now, and like that's the thing. Like her and Halle Berry. It's like what is wrong with y'all that y'all just can't keep one dude? Like I said, if you wanna, my thing is just date if that's the case. You marrying this one and then a couple of years later, they had to plug out three or four kids from that one and jump back to this one. It's like, what are you doing? And Ben Affleck, she might as well go back and get Puff Daddy. Well, she ain't going to do that. But it's just like,
wow.
You know, it's like, why are you flipping, and then you just, like you said, I mean, you know, Ben Affleck, you know, I don't never hear nothing crazy, but it's just like, you just, you know, it's like he's being made like a mockery of, it's like, you go jump back to that, and it's just like, the poor man, like, leave him alone, like, it's been years, like, I wouldn't take her back, or I wouldn't even want to be bothered with her.
He's been chilling with her on the low, probably conversating and all this and that.
Right.
And
after the
breakup,
not too long ago.
The breakup, he was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Listen, you ever want to hang out and chill? blah, blah, blah. She probably said, yeah, I want to chill. Yeah, this guy, I want to chill. He's like, yo, I'm with that too. So you in your space, I'm in my space, and let's be in each other's space. And boom, that's how it is. So let's not sit there and act, but be all up in their business. Let them. They want to smash, let them do how they do. Hell with it. I don't care.
They can do whatever they want to do. Exactly. Some people like being the side dude, the rebound dude. That's the easiest job for some people.
Damn right.
Some people don't want
no,
the
it
relationship.
No, it is. And it's sad, but it's true.
They don't
sad,
want the relationship,
true.
And they're not built for long-term relationships. It is what it is.
And the good thing about that whole explanation is, if that is exactly what they both want to do, then the people that are following them in the media should just leave them alone to whatever they're doing. You know, we're not holding them,
you know,
what they're doing or who they're doing with what.
We're coming off of COVID. We're coming off of COVID. It's exciting.
Exactly.
We're talking about
exactly.
COVID,
it's
so now we got to get back to normal now.
Yeah, so the distraction, we need to focus on other people's relationship besides our own relationship, our own lives.
Need to focus on their own relationship. I don't care
about
your life.
Because all that stuff is Hollywood. This is the whole thing with Hollywood. Hollywood is a crazy place. And a lot of people, and allow me to say this, a lot of people base their lives on the way that celebrities live. A lot of people, you could agree or disagree with me. They want to live like the celebrities. They see Jennifer Lopez, you know, with this person one day and the next thing she's with someone else. You know, they see this going on and on and on and on. I'm telling you.
That's like going on in your local neighborhood. That has nothing to do with Hollywood, though.
But this is,
I don't
this
idolize
is
Hollywood. You
period.
See that in your local neighborhood and you've seen that
yeah.
on your Disney movies with Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
yep.
stop blaming Hollywood for everything because
true.
I'm sure
yep.
there's a lot
people
of
live the fairy tale
on this,
life
on this radio show right now that have ratchet times in their life. So let's all stop acting like it's only an hour.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No comment. No
yeah,
comment.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Well, everybody lives vicariously through people on Hollywood, so I guess that has its own inclination.
Maybe Hollywood is living through us. Maybe Hollywood is living through us.
Yeah, Hollywood.
Exactly.
Hollywood.
Exactly.
This is
okay,
why reality shows still live on.
Make my own movie.
Okay, and my last question to
right.
Phil, the Fish Man Fisher. Phil, here's a little bit of a sports question for you, a little bit. Tim Tebow does receive a job in the NFL. I believe in the position of tight end. Right, no jokes over there. But once again, Phil the Fishman Fisher. Tim Tebow, who used to be a Mets player, he used to be a football player. Basically, he sucks at sports now. But he got a job in the NFL. While someone, who that someone is, Sean Black?
Starts with a C. Last name starts with a K. Kaepernick.
Yes.
Yeah, that's,
mm-hmm.
it. That's who.
Kaepernick, right.
Yeah,
Colin Kaepernick told
yeah,
that
Tim
I'll get no job.
I believe, in answer to the question is, Colin Kaepernick was offered a job by the Denver Broncos, but he turned it down because he didn't want to be a backup. Now, as far as Tim Tebow goes, look, the guy tried the baseball thing, and he was doing good for a while, but once he got up to AAA, he just couldn't handle it. So that's why
Well, Phil, the question is, Tim did not really try out. He basically got the job. Is that another example of white privilege?
Well, here's the thing with Tebow is you've never seen the guy do a wrong thing. I mean, he believes in his religion. You know, he believes in doing the right thing.
What did Colin Kaepernick did wrong?
Colin Kaepernick he went against the man. Yeah, he kneeled against the American flag, which you knew that. I mean, well, there's the old saying: without action, you know, whatever action you take, there's always going to be consequences. And I mean, okay, he wanted to take a stand. He wanted to take a stand and kneel when the national anthem was played, and So, I mean, like I said, every action has a reaction. Now, instead of asking me this, why can't you wait? Now, wait a minute. Instead of asking me about this, I would think, you know, you'd ask me, hey, the New York Knicks won the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference, coach of the month. Why aren't we talking about that?
We'll talk about that after you answer the question, Phil.
Exactly. So you're wanting the question right now.
And they want to hear the answer.
Come on, Phil.
Come on, you say it. Don't text me the answer later. Is that an example of white privilege? You could either say yes or no.
To me, I who knows if it is or it isn't. I don't know what's going on in the Jacksonville Jaguars house, but hey, listen. All I know is I remember when T-Bill started, he wanted to be a quarterback, and that's why he was originally ousted from the NFL, because he didn't want to be played a tight end. I think he's just desperate for money.
Okay. I don't think he's desperate for money. He's made more than enough money. He's looked at in the eyes of Christian society as a boon.
The poster boy. Good boy.
A lot of that. He's a poster boy. Literally anything that he wants, he could snap his fingers just like that and get. What the issue here is, and we've been saying this before, as you just eloquently asked, Hot Rod, is this a white privilege issue? Of course it is. Because Tim Tebow, when he was in the NFL, absolutely sucked. His completion percentage was 40%. He only did well in the fourth quarter. So... With that being stated, he has not been in the NFL as a starting quarterback since, 2015,
2014? Yeah. No,
2015. That was 2015.
And when he was with the Jets. And what the argument is Tim Tebow can literally get opportunity after opportunity thrown at him without earning it. Tim Tebow has never played tight end, which is the position that he's going to be playing with the Jaguars, without trying out. Without any of that stuff. The reason why he got the job is because he knows the coach, Urban Meyer, coached him in college at 2 national championships. Let me know the African-American quarterback or the Hispanic quarterback that has not played a position in 5, 6, 7, 8 years can come back into the league and get signed and then still get a job.
You still won't get the job.
He still won't get the job. They're not going to hire. Colin Kaepernick.
How many times has Josh Gordon been suspended, rehired, suspended, rehired? I mean, come on.
Wait. But here's where the difference is with the whole Josh Gordon thing.
Wants to pick them up.
Josh Gordon has talent. That's the reason why he can continue to get opportunity after opportunity. But he's not a quarterback. And a quarterback is the most important position on the field. And when we talk about all of the stereotypes that go into being a quarterback, and the first thing that you think about is, this guy played quarterback and was not very good at it, but yet 6 years later, he's going to take a roster spot from somebody. Why? Because he's Tim Tebow? Doesn't make any sense. Yet Colin Kaepernick, his last year in the league, he was, I believe it was 13 touchdowns and 3 interceptions on a losing team. Got a team to a Super Bowl previous to that.
All right. Big Red, Brother B, there's a show tomorrow night on the menu? Or are you taking a break?
No. We're taking a break.
I need a break. I need a break. There's too much... I'm tired of talking about humans. And
I need a break.
It's time to talk about birds and monkeys and other animals.
I'd be better off. We'd be better off.
Yep. Before I talk about birds and monkeys, I'm going to give you guys a laugh. Wait a minute.
Okay,
I have a bird's nest, believe it or not.
Phil, the show is over. That's it. You had your wife.
Phil couldn't even tell us about Tim Tebow. How about you tell us about Tim Tebow?
I'd rather hear about the birds.
He's going to say something about his bird's nest.
Yeah, I'd rather hear about the birds.
Listen.
Yeah, the bird's nest in the carport in my house. There's a bird's nest in the carport at my house. Every time me and my brother go out, it flies away. It won't even pay me rent.
Because it's going to Tim Tebow.
That,
what kind of bird is it?
In NFL.
I think just a regular bird.
Oh, it's just a regular pigeon?
That's
oh,
my
pigeon.
Goodness.
That's what
I'm
not,
no,
pigeons
got dirty. Pigeons?
Oh
no, not
something more than
not,
a flying.
You know, only NYC pigeons is dirty. Only them and them Brooklyn pigeons, they dirty.
Listen, New York
Goodbye.
Pigeons don't even move. When you're walking, they don't even move out the way. They want you to step over them. They walk in.
They're not supposed to. They're supposed to.
They
dirty.
Oh,
they
fight.
They want to
fight. Mm-hmm. Y'all have a good night.
But now, the one bird I don't like is them damn seagulls.
Take
they
care,
too
y'all.
Daggone aggressive.
All right, y'all.
Later, y'all.
Goodbye. All right.
Good
night, y'all.
Sunday, hey,
y'all.
The weather is getting much
later,
better.
Y'all.
Yep. Be safe.
Good night, y'all. Be safe.
Good night, y'all, guys.